Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the first planning meeting of the civic year on Monday, the 13th of June. Kick off then with PL 122 to receive nominations and elect chair of the planning committee. Does anyone have anyone to nominate, Councillor Clark?
I would care to nominate Councillor Kilmurray as chair.
She thanks.
You're welcome.
Seconded. Any other nominations? Was that hell no? Okay, so one nomination. Can I have votes in favour?
Thank you.
It's unanimous. Thank you, kindly people. We shall take a roll on the game. PL 222 is to receive nominations and elect a vice chair of the planning committee. Councillor Clark.
I would like to nominate Councillor Wilson.
Councillor Wilson, are you willing to accept?
I am.
Then I shall second that nomination. Are there any further nominations? Councillor Barnes?
No.
Okay, all those in favour? It's unanimous again. Thank you. PL 322 to receive and approve apologies for absence.
So, received apologies from Councillors Barley and Hart, and they've sent in appropriate reasons.
Can I ask someone to nominate? We accept those? Apologies, we accept. That's the word. Seconded, that was Councillor Barnes, seconded Councillor Wilson. Those in favour? That's unanimous.
Thank you.
PL 422 to receive any declaration of interest and dispensations. Does anyone have anything to declare? We should all have one. Item 10, PL 1021. C is signboards for this building.
That's only you, though, isn't it?
That's the Parish Council building.
Yeah.
It's the Parish Council application.
Yes.
Oh, good. Of course. I do apologise, Chair.
So we have a general procedure for this.
Okay.
When we finally took and put it back in the packet. But is anyone declaring an interest in that?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Any other declarations? Okay. And moving on to PL 522 to approve the minutes of the last planning committee of 2021-22. That was on the 3rd of May. Was there any amendments or anything received?
No.
Councillor Barnes proposing, Councillor Clark seconding. Those in favour, it's unanimous.
Thank you.
PL 621 to report back on those minutes.
There's nothing.
Nothing?
Sorry, no, nothing to report back.
That's fine. PL 721 is public participation, but there are no members in the public here. Brings on to PL 821, decision notices, of which we have received the very round figure of zero. We have a 921 correspondence. Item A is to receive an update on discussions relating to the community summit for maintenance of the strategic greenbelt on Hopkins Home on New Road. Sorry, the Hopkins Homes development. So I see what home. Clark.
So we've been trying to agree the sum with Hopkins and making much progress, and we asked the S106 officer at South Cams to help to mediate, really. And he's asked if we can meet on the 23rd of June with representatives from Hopkins and the S106 officer and the landscape architect, district landscape architect. So that hopefully will resolve. outstanding.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It would be nice to get signed off and agreed, and we can all get on with things. And item B is to receive an update on discussions relating to signing off the open spaces on the Orchard Garden. Excuse me. The Orchard Gardens development on the Moor.
Okay. So, Councillor Kilmurray met with the landscape architect in May, I think it was a few weeks ago. And we've been waiting for the landscape architect's final report, which came through a couple of days ago, and I've circulated a hard copy of it, and he's just set out a couple of comments, really, so it's just...
So basically, we just need to discuss that with Town Bond, and then go ahead. The community summit has been agreed already. And it's just up to the solicitors.
Are there, sorry, can I just check, Chair, then? Are there particular items in here that...
There are three trees, as you look from the road at the Lee.
Yeah.
There are three trees planted in close proximity in the back left corner. They need to be spaced further apart, because they're looking quite big and they're only 2 metres apart. And the other thing he suggested is that the wooden bench in the dip is moved to go around one of the trees in the area of play. Local equipped area of play. So that should be done. He agrees that that is part of the sud system, so we're going to move on to you rather than down. He also has
suds. Sorry?
I can't remember the acronym. Councillor Wilson?
No.
It is essentially drainage on site.
Yeah.
It's a hole in the ground with milk cartons in there, the crates.
Oh, okay.
To allow the water to pool and then drain away.
Drainage.
Yes.
Surface
water. Yeah, it's to keep up all the surface water on site and not allow it to go off.
It's sustainable drainage system. The U is the lowercase.
The U is the lowercase. Ah, right.
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't think.
Yeah.
Councillor Clark.
This is the area where the bench is, which is not nailed down, as you said, effectively. But we are going to be responsible for mowing and cleaning and keeping that area tidy. But as it is the suds area, is that going to be a bit difficult? Is that going to create a problem because of the whole sort of...
It's going to be interesting.
So have we got contingency if it becomes an absolute nightmare? Are we going to be sort of held with an awkward situation taking it on and then suddenly find ourselves in a lot of repair work going forward? Is that going to be something that we're going to get caught with? Because right from the very beginning, it just didn't look right. And also, I noticed that the rubber matting and things like that doesn't look as if it works properly in some of the areas, because I had a look over there with this other thing that my neighbour told me about, not directly for this meeting. But, you know, are we going to have to replace the stuff over there as well? You know, are we going to end up with a bill which is going to sort of wipe out what we're going to be taking from them for our 10-year maintenance?
Hopefully the matting will work as advertised and it will be fine. What the... what's his job title?
Landscape architect,
thank you, said was that in some places it's curled, the corner of individual mats is curled up and caused a trip hazard, or the soil has eroded underneath part of the mat, so you end up with a springy area. He seems to be of the opinion that if it gets too bad, just rip it out and just to accept that there'll be some sort of erosion, throw some sort of at it every now and then as required.
Okay.
So that last slide, I don't know.
The subs area is
pretty. I don't know.
could end up with a, if the residents start complaining, if there's like a pond there in the end.
Well, that's what it's designed to be.
So it's just as it is, it's what it is. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Jeff.
Is the tree going to be in the tree? Okay. Any further questions on any of that? No. So, BL 1021 are the planning applications. Item A is submission of details for a condition for Port Norgate Lane. That has already been decided, it's been approved. So there's no point discussing that. Item B is erection of two external structures associated with decking and other means of enclosures to be used in outdoor heating and drinking spaces for staff meetings and associated activities. This is at the Science Park. You will recall, previous members of Trinity will recall, that there was a planning application, retrospective planning application put in along with many others for marquees, which was approved, and this is to replace the marquees in the permanent structure. They say it is essentially there for those who are still somewhat nervous about so close proximity. Any comments, any thoughts? I don't see any problem with it. Accept the comment, support the comment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Opposed, Councillor Wilson. Second, Councillor Clark. Those in favour, it's unanimous. Okay. Item C is the signboards for the hub, which we're not going to discuss. On to item D, which is another condition. I think this one was also approved. Let me just check that. Get a minute.
Where was this decision notice from the day?
Decision notice on this one, was it? That's already been approved. Discharged. And there's also item E, which is condition for 59 High Street. Trails. paper, it looks to be identical.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with this at all.
No.
It'd be sensible.
Yep.
Support, no comment.
Support, no comment.
Opposed, Councillor Clark. Seconded, Councillor Barnes. Issue slightly quicker than Councillor Wilson. Those in favour. Okay, item G, we discussed this last month, but then it was a Harts County Council planning application. This is a Kentshire County Council planning application. This is establishment and use of a waste transfer and recycling facility, including ancillary facilities, yada yada yada. This is next to the Trim Works, just to the north of 505, so it sits between the sewage treatment works and 505, using the same entrance and exit.
Why have they got two applications then from different?
Because they share land, and it's across the county border.
Okay.
We discussed it last time and decided to support no comments, and I suggest we do the same this time. Proposed that, support no comments. Councillor Wilson seconded, those in favour. Councillor Alexander, you.
Sorry,
you can vote differently, you know, they vote the same.
No, I was just trying to, yes, place it all.
Yeah. So that was unanimous. Okay. Item H is a new front porch at 64 Greengage. Comments? Councillor Alexander.
Why does a front porch need planning permission?
Because it changes the look of the street, so it's sitting out beyond the.
Oh, okay. The building line, okay. Oh.
There may be other reasons as well, such as listed building, church curtilage, or within. Those don't apply in this case.
Sorry?
They don't apply in this case, but there may be other reasons.
Comment.
I have a proposal, please. Councillor Barnes. Secondly, Councillor Wilson. Those in favour, it's unanimous. Off my count. Thank you very much. Item I is Green Fox Farm. Again, councillors can cast your mind back to April 21, I think it was, when we discussed this at length. We decided to object to it on a range of grounds. It looks like, I remember the decision notice coming through, and district denied planning permission. They have since appealed. I can't see on here anything new that we can comment on. If they're asking for comments on this, in which case I suggest that we refer them to our previous comments, which were quite comprehensive.
Object is the same.
Yeah. Object with the DC previous comments.
Yeah.
So, Councillor Alexander, this is on the Falmere Road, just adjacent to the RSPB reserve.
Oh.
They want to build a house down at the bottom end of the land, and then turn the rest into, from memory, it was a workshop and a market garden farm type deal.
And that would be next to the reserve.
Yeah.
Is it the new looking?
Yes, it's a sort of starry
building.
cold. Wasn't a great farmer, but it must be said. And we objected to it on a variety of grounds, not least of which was traffic, land, changing land use. So, anyway, did object on the same grounds as previously.
Okay, thank you. We have to take a vote.
Did we not?
No.
Oh, I do apologise. Okay, so object, see previous comments, I'll propose that. Secondly, Councillor Clark, all those in favour?
Thank you.
I do apologise. Councillor Wilson, you say you're off your game, I'm not clearly am as well. Danger breaching half an hour yet. Item J is construction of a single-storey dwelling with a flat green roof and car parking. This is the land.
Here we go.
151 to 155 High Street. We've had this before, once or twice. I confess I managed to look at the this latest drawing, is it? Particularly different to what we had previously?
No.
Councillor Clark?
There's no difference.
No difference?
If there is, it's at the margin. And they've done their usual trick.
Are we still turning into the edge, through the edge?
Well, they've subsequently... I suppose the only change that I've noticed is that where 151, 153 used to have access, 153 doesn't have access now because they've sold it off because the resident died. And therefore there was no parking access at the back. So the two spaces are for 151, because one of the arguments was that further round.
Turning circle. Sorry.
There's no turning. Yeah. There is no turning circle. It shows there's two. Sorry, I'll check.
What you've got, you come in there and you've got the two car parking spaces.
Yeah.
One and two. One and two there. That they refer to that house. That house has got no parking there, and this house has its parking at the front now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got two parking spaces for the new house at the back. They're supposed to have a 6 metre.
Well, just then this thing.
They're supposed to have a 6 metre turning circle. But I'm not sure how. I should imagine what will happen is they'll come down and they'll just reverse in. That'll be the way it'll be done. But both of those cars are supposed to be for that one house. But there's nothing's effectively changed in the design spec. And they have said, under the planning consultation response document, the development proposed is acceptable. Sorry, Chair, is that right? Continue. The development proposed is acceptable subject to the imposition of the conditions outlined below. And the outline below is the proposed discharge location in accordance with the drainage hierarchy, reasonable evidence this can be achieved, and C, a site plan identifying indicative locations for sustainable drainage, and D, evidence to support B above, which is to proposed discharge location in the courts. So none of that documentation is within this pack, but they've not provided anything to say that all of the conditions as outlined in this document have been covered. Also, if you go to... They've done something very similar to what they did before. They make statements about things which sort of are quite woolly. If you actually go to the Brighter Planning Consultancy document, it says the latest highway comments in respect of the withdrawn application in 2020, the following issues are raised with the last set of comments. The 6 metre reversing area is required. The on-site turning provision has been shown on the proposed drawing enclosed. I didn't see a proposed turning circle. But also it says under conclusions, we are seeking agreement with the local highway authority that no objections will be raised if a resubmission is made following the parking details submitted with this application inquiry. This is based on the two parking spaces for the site serving 151 outside of the red lines and the two spaces serving the new dwelling. This accepts that the visibility splays of the access cannot be amended
but is a historic access and proposed do not represent any increase in the number of site parking spaces which will be served by the access. Well, this is where they've just been very woolly, because what we did pick up last time, if you have got a house up the back of that alleyway, you are going to have delivery lorries in and out of there, you're going to have any sort of trucks, visitors, no courier is going to park at the end and walk up. So you're going to have white van man backwards and forwards. So a lot of what their argument relates to is 1997, which is when there was limited traffic and when it was a market garden. 25 years ago, there wasn't much traffic going through the village, but things have changed.
It was the
A10. Oh, God, sorry, I forgot about that. No, but the traffic has increased over 25 years.
I suspect it's considerably less.
You reckon?
Now.
Oh, okay, well, okay.
I don't know.
No, you may be right. I'll remove that argument because obviously I wasn't living here. But
neither was I. But I'm also looking at the Constantine comments from Highways.
Yep.
Saying that the supporting statement of the highway pre-app issue produced by Forestry Planning Consistency has demonstrated that historically they provided for 4 car parking spaces, the new dwelling will not increase that number, therefore no intensification of the substandard existing vehicular access, thus the requirement for visibility space has fallen away. So they remove that. They say that they should construct the first 5 metres with the pound material. So that's standard. And no private water on the site should drain across or onto the erected public highway. No demolition or construction start to traffic management plans in place. They should consider these things. Councillor Clark.
I disagree. I think there will be increased traffic. There might not be increased parked traffic on an evening basis, but there will be increased traffic flows because delivery lorries and other things going up an alley like that. And also, those lorries, how are they going to turn at the top? They're not. They're going to reverse out, which is going to be dangerous on a road where we know people don't necessarily adhere to 30 miles an hour. But that's just one point, and I think there will be increased traffic going along there. I think that's definitely. And also with regard to development, I think Councillor Wilson pointed out before, where the hell are the site vehicles going to go and how are they going to get up there and do U-turns? They're not going to be able to put vehicles up there. They're going to be stuck along the high road and it's going to be extremely messy. I don't think there'll be any way they'll be able to avoid that, because the site won't be, it's not big enough to take heavy duty lorries and trucks. I think this is wrong and I don't think it should be approved.
Councillor Wilson.
Is it possible to just go down to, cut paragraphs out in there, just sorry, that's it. I was just going to read that, move it in the right way and.
And this is a conservation area, isn't it? It's within the conservation. I think I read something in when I was trawling through all this paperwork.
It does, but it's the conservation area stops at the back wall.
And that was something else that was mentioned before, the potential damage to the back wall.
But there's plenty of space on the site for parking before they do the landscape. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Shirley, as the applicant, does he own the land and the driveway?
So
sorry, I think that's...
So it's actually irrelevant to the granting or otherwise of planning permission.
Yeah, I just wonder, because I was thinking, wondering whether it would be possible to put a gate at the end of the drive, so that it's more, you know, stops the delivery vans going up and down, you know, but that's all I was thinking. It just becomes more of a private driveway. If it turns its own way, isn't it? Whether that's a possibility.
This is access to the other front house, in the Tom's or whatever.
It's just one front.
Is it a shared access?
Yeah.
Councillor Alexander.
If you look at item 3, that talks about contractor parking as well. He's talking about all parking should be on the site and obviously adopted timing.
It's the same page we're on.
Not big
one.
Just further down. Everybody's got to be able to park.
That's a fairly standard requirement.
Yeah.
Which is also fairly standardly planted.
We know that.
Mm. Yes.
The trouble is, this one probably won't be. Quite often you get a site is planning application is asked for, everything's agreed, and then they sell it. And the people who buy it then say, well, we didn't agree to this. You bought it.
Don't you buy the conditions?
That's the problem we've had with the development down more. Mm. There's no way that they could get more vehicle on site and they were willing to try it. However, Councillor Wilson.
Is it possible just go back to the plan?
Yes.
Please. Two windows, can you do that when you snap two together? No?
I don't know if I can. I don't think so.
Try it.
One of the windows out and then shrink it to size.
Whoa!
Ooh!
Talented.
Okay.
Sometimes you can just snap it against the side and then.
The three lines on the left hand side.
Yeah.
That should get rid of that.
Ah, thank you.
And then you can
let's just reduce this down. Sorry.
Right side. Nice, or I'll ask you to drive.
I wouldn't move that up a fraction.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I think the only thing that I can see as difference is that as 153 has been sold, there is no granted access to parking at the back. And I think that's the only thing that I could see when I was reading through all this verge that's changed. I couldn't see anything that's different. I may have missed something of the technical nature, but I don't think.
I mean, one of the primary things that we objected was that this hadn't been thought out very well.
Mm-hmm.
They just submitted, arguably, an identical
site.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless I'm being a bit tired.
To me, it didn't look as if there was anything. I was trawling through all the paperwork. There just didn't seem to be any changes at all. They're still as close to the fence.
No, that looks an identical drawing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't care if you can invert that. Well, my knee-jerk is just to object on the same basis that we objected on last time. This paper doesn't seem any different.
Yeah. And I would personally comment that there will be traffic up and down that alleyway. It's not necessarily the overnight parking, but with a residency at the back, you're undoubtedly going to receive more traffic. And the likelihood is that that traffic will be reversing back out to the main road, as opposed to... Because they're not going to...
go forward,
yeah, right? They're not going to have turning circles.
No.
Turning circles.
I'll just be sure that we are not looking at the same one.
I've pulled it up on my screen as well. I'm looking right at the old.
Thank you. Yeah.
So our comments last time was the parish council object to the application on the following grounds. Parking area for existing residents is not allowed to class to be moved independently as they're locked in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's gone away.
Well, it's...
It has.
Well, it has, because it's all about yeah, two cars for one residence.
Turning circle for vehicles exiting the site is too small because they show it running through the hedge.
Mm-hmm.
If all four cars parked on site, it's not possible for more vehicles to enter and leave in forward gear. There is concern with regard to heavy construction vehicles accessing the leaving site due to weight and weight of the vehicles, potential for damage to the historic walls and the rear of the property. Parish Council respectfully request the planning authority to take note of previous applications when considering this application. Council Clark.
I know Highways are saying that the curtilage is sort of a removed issue, but I think it could be restated that with a residency that far back up the lane, it is unlikely that that will remain an unused road for delivery lorries, service lorries, service vans, and all sorts of things. So there will be additional traffic up and down there. And on the basis of the turning circle, if cars are parked, is unlikely to be able to turn around, you will see traffic reversing out onto the main road.
I don't disagree with you. However, you think about how many deliveries you get to your house in a week.
Community. Oh, you want to see my wife. Community. No, but you do get a lot of deliveries, whether it's food, retailers, it could be utilities, it could be all sorts of different things. And it could be guests, people turning up.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think about your own house, you're not going to be getting 10 delivery vehicles in a day, maybe not even in a week.
No.
So I don't think that...
I think it's more a case of the reversing back out to the main road is more of an issue for me.
Yeah. Councillor Wilson.
I mean, firstly, I'd like to say, look, I'm not being deliberately obtuse about any of this. I actually quite, I do want that to change, that area. But I think, you know, we ruminated about changing the design of the actual building layout as well, so that it would become a little bit more receptive to things that we needed to cover. And I think it's a little frustrating because it doesn't seem like there's a great deal of effort has gone into change from, you know, arguably what we were trying to do is work with the client to give them an opportunity to put forward something that we could say yes to, you know, not trying to just say no to everything. So my, you know, on all of the points that we made, there's been no sort of, well, we're going to protect the wall by doing this, we're going to underpin it at our cost, we're going to do, you know, or we're going to lay down truck matting, we're going to, you know, they're not trying to solve the issues, they're just trying to bully it through again. And yeah, that irritates me. Just
yes,
work with us, we'll work with you. But, you know, there's some valid points that were raised and they just haven't been addressed.
Just on the comments on the drawings, I'll just scroll what we should have done to start with down to the bottom right corner. The drawing numbers and dates and revision numbers. Is they are added?
It's the same.
It's the same drawing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
1922-02 revision piece. Dated June 20.
Well, there we go. So,
there's nothing. They're not engaged at all.
That's disappointing. Sorry.
Councillor Wilson.
It's disappointing. I would like them to have come up with something a little bit more imaginative and thinking that we're just going to let that go through. So, I propose no.
I propose that we object on the same grounds. Apart from the first objection about the cars being moved independently.
Yeah.
Well, they still can't be moved independently, but it doesn't matter because they're the same household.
Looking at the plans, there looks like there could be scope for them to give more room to driveway and turning circle with the amount of garden and such, but they haven't done that, have they? You know, they haven't changed that at all, but it's looking at this, it looks like it's not impossible, is it, to solve?
No, it's not. I mean, they could just move it. Councillor Wilson.
I was just going to say, there's no agent involved in this that I've missed, is that this is just direct with the client. So it's not like he's out of the loop, or the agent is just not doing what he's supposed to do. So I almost feel like I'd like him to come to the public participation.
Explain.
Yeah, that's good.
I might have to see the applicant is, but I just don't know whether there's an agent, an intermediate agent or something.
Yes.
There should be. Listed in there.
Yes. On the document. Just sorry, it's very small. So.
So I just wonder whether, you know, the client and the agent aren't actually talking. Because that just seems like, that seems like a pretty easy thing to pick up the box of cards and present it with another plan. So, but anyway, yeah, object on the same basis as before. And possibly an invitation to come on the project. Because it's an awful area. It's just awful.
It is.
It's awful. It's something nice to have everyone.
Basically the exactly the same comments apart from the first one. I would suggest that we could put the turning circle vehicles exiting the site is too small. The plan shows it driving it through the hedge. Just to emphasise that.
I mean, that might be just lazy architect, but yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it shows. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the next comment. All four cars parked on site, it's not possible for more vehicles to actually leave in forward gear, then perhaps more vehicles, e.g. delivery vans.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Councillor Alexander.
One of the documents is titled existing dash hard standing for parking. If you look at that, that gives you a close-up of that hub. Parking area and the access to it. I don't know if that's any different. There it is. Scan down.
Very, very first one.
That is the very first one. That's where there was 151 and 153 both had car access.
This is dated February 21, which is later than the other plan that we were just looking at, which was 20.
Yes. That's got access now for two parking spaces. 153, the resident died, or the renting person died, and the house has now been sold, and it obviously has lost any parking rights at the back. So 153 has got no access to the back. 155, which is this end, has the park, they park on the front of the house.
So why has it lost the rights to the park?
I don't know. They've just said quite categorically in this document that where are we? It's always held that no increase in traffic residence units fronting a different means of access to High Street, and number 153 has no right to use the land. So obviously that's just been recently sold.
But that's just an assertion from them.
Some of the previous documents they actually put together didn't actually hold up, and they contradicted the highways. So I wouldn't be. I'd take this with a pinch of salt, but the fact is they're putting it in writing that 153 has no access to the rear land anymore. And as 153 has just recently been sold as a freehold property from a rented accommodation because the resident or the tenant had died. That may be the case.
Okay.
But I can't confirm
can neither
whether that's factually correct.
Neither confirm nor deny.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Well, I'm married to a commercial land solicitor, so I should just ask her, am I going home?
Yes. However, the access rights are sort of built in if you've been accessing them for a particular length of time. And does that apply to personal property?
I don't know, I mean,
no,
I don't have enough letters after my name.
No, if you ask Mrs. Councillor Wilson.
So she
says? Yes. It'd be interesting to know.
Yes. I think you'll find that if you sell a property and you sell it without those rights and you're selling it as a freehold, that is as is. If you were a tenant that was living there for 20 odd years and suddenly someone tried to take your rights away, you can't do that because you had access to that, even be it a peppercorn situation, whatever, but you have had access to that. But if you, the person has died, there's no ties to it, and they've sold it as a freehold property, they can sell what they want as a freehold property, and if they want to retain that bit of land at the back, that's their right to do so. I think that's correct.
Public rights of way that have been built up because people have been using the land across somebody's private land, but that, because it's been continually used, not by one person but by multiple people.
But they were only tenants. This has been sold as a freehold.
Doesn't matter.
I think, yeah, Richard's wife needs to sort of maybe cast an eye over that comment, but I do believe that's the case because they are not obliged to sell off something else to someone completely from another part of the country that's coming. They buy it without that at the back. They've got the back.
I wouldn't jump on it in fact, but because like there haven't been a great deal of thought going into this, just asserting something in a document is just say stuff as well.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that it's a thing. Yeah. Which I do a lot.
Did this landowner own those two properties then? Number 153.
I don't know the history. I don't know whether they were all three of them were owned by the same. I don't know. All I know is that I know the brother of the person that died in the middle, and he was just a tenant. He was renting.
Yeah.
Okay. So the proposal is that we submit, we object based on the amended comments from last time, and Councillor Wilson can update the clerk with information about the existing rights to parking and see whether the assertion is true or just something that somebody said. And if it's something that is just said and the rights still apply to 153, then that would mean that there is potentially more than 4 feet of parking.
Yeah.
Which would take us back to requiring visibility space. It's all very confusing.
The last comment there, there's a lot of subject to in that document and we haven't seen the subject to either. The drainage. We've seen no evidence of that in any of the documentation we've seen here.
Yeah.
I think that just needs to be bolted onto it.
Okay, yes, the consultation response from the drainage engineers say that the development proposal is acceptable subject to the imposition of the following. Existing list of three or four things that need to be given. They would just go on as conditions to the planning. I don't think we really need to comment on that.
Okay.
They would go as conditions on the planning application, and they would need to comply with it as a separate item.
Okay. Thank you.
Much the same as with the other.
Thank you, Chair.
So I will propose that. Councillor Wilson seconded. All those in favour. It's a shame, I really would like to see something done there. Mm. And they just need
a little bit more thought and they could have had our approval quite easily.
Okay. So item K is discharge of conditions.
Location plan.
Oh. Very useful.
Yes, it doesn't relate to anywhere.
Visibility in the village or anything like that. It's tucked away behind trees, out of the way.
Plenty of land around it, isn't there, as well?
It's almost Royston around the park.
Yeah.
But it's still a parish.
I'd say my default would be support that comment on it. It's a nice enough design. Yes, I mean, that could work with what we've got, but it's not radically changing anything in there. And the development sort of headed back towards Royston on the right hand side of the road initially confused a bit. I mean, they did a nice job there, that looks nice.
No, just looking at the plans, I mean, as you say, they've worked with what we've got. Barn would be a lovely spacious house.
Yeah.
The stables are four smaller properties. Councillor Alexander.
Do we know if they're disused farm buildings or would they be looking to then provide other agricultural buildings somewhere else?
Your planning application based on what you think might happen next.
True. True.
It's like when you get a bigger estate planned and there's a road goes off to the boundary,
yes, and just
you can't assume that that they're going to put another 199 on next door,
yes,
to it. No comment. Yeah. It looks a nice enough development.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt anybody, it's not going to do anything to be fair.
No.
They've got parking spots laid out, two cars per property, which is more than is required, three for the barn. I think South Cam's required one, something like 1.2. Quite how you manage that, I don't know.
I think the only person that will affect will be the owner. Eventually, they'll sit there and go, we should have built those. Well, maybe in the initial thing, then suddenly everybody's there on Christmas Day.
Yeah, support, no comment. No, apologies, please. Close the block. Second year, Councillor Alexander. Those in favour. And finally we come to M, which is change of use of the former Lock House and to a dwelling and three other dwellings associated with the development. This is the old Oak, Herbies, whatever you want to call it.
Star.
It's been through a number of names. Last time this came up, we objected to on various grounds, and we suggested that we might go on and ask if they might like to be there. Clearly they haven't. Councillor Wilson.
It feels like when you just put off a tooth extractor, this particular site, and it just feels to me like let's just get it built, and nobody wants it. It fails dismally as a business time after time. No fault of the owners, I'm sure, but just geography has never allowed it to be what it was, what we'd hoped it would be from yesteryear. And my thought is, you know, just get some nice houses on it, make it look nice. What else are we going to do? It's just going to become derelict. We've just got all of that.
Especially for it to be in use.
Yeah.
And for it just to go to where we
can
ruin it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And my feeling is just...
Councillor Clark.
Have we seen any complaints from the other residents as to why they wouldn't want it to happen? I couldn't see anything when I was going through the paperwork.
No comments.
Don't think there is there? I didn't pick anything up.
You almost would expect it looking at the site, wouldn't you, though? I mean, you would buy those houses thinking that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because yeah, there's like a dish.
Bubbling around for. Yeah, I mean the car parking area.
Really. Yeah, it just looks like ready for a house, really.
Oh yeah, I mean it was clear when they put the road up the middle rather than up the side that it was going to be developed the whole way.
And to be fair, it's pretty much a brownfield site, isn't it? And if you're going to build houses,
that's the ideal place.
It's the ideal place to
have more or less in the centre of the village. It's easy access.
I'd rather have small developments in on brownfield sites than massive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh yes. Council Wilson.
And also, I think that, you know, that site has had its opportunity. You know,
yeah.
There's no more blood left in that particular site.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think its time has come to be developed.
Yeah.
And it's nice that they're not knocking the pub down and, you know, they're retaining the older building. That's nice. That's a good thing, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, if they named the road after the pub, perhaps.
They did, didn't they? Star Mews.
Oh, it is. Star Mews. So,
squish them in, haven't they?
They always do that, don't they?
Well, they applied for five before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think originally.
or no comment. Unless anyone got a comment.
I suppose they could have put they could have put more houses on the, where the big house is, but the, actually that's
on the car park.
Yeah. So they haven't done that, which is good. Mm-hmm. Is that?
Yeah.
They've given that a bit of breathing space.
They've put a bit of frontage over there, haven't they?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not hating it.
No, but it's
probably look quite nice when it's done, won't it? Well, better than what's there now, and that's been
washing as well. Yeah, it'll tidy up the high street.
Don't you agree?
Exactly.
Don't you agree?
So, support, no comment.
Yeah.
Can I have a proposal, please? Councillor Wilson is slightly first.
That's it.
Second one. Councillor Barnes. Those in favour.
Thank you.
Which brings us to PL 1121 enforcement updates. Have you received any, Clark?
Nothing received.
Okay, so that brings us on to PL 1221 to update the next meeting will be the 11th of July. And it comes as no surprise to anybody that that's a Monday. Thank you.